外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2018年4月14日，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迪亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Good morning to all the devotees in China。
Hare Krishna， 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
I'm very close by, not too far away.
现在我离你们可近了，一点都不远。
I'm in Kamakura, Japan, which is, it's about 50 miles from Tokyo.
15 miles. 然后我现在在的位置是在一个叫 Kamakura 的一个地方，然后离东京就只有15公里。
There are many, many beautiful temples here. It's on the coast, and there's a big, gigantic, famous Zen temple here.
然后在这个地方的话呢，有很多的庙宇。它是一个沿海的一个小镇，一个城镇。然后，而且这里有一个非常大的一个日本禅宗的一个庙。
And so I only have a few more days left here in Japan, and then I'll be flying to Beijing on Wednesday.
然后我在这儿继续再待几天，接着就会在下星期三然后飞到北京啦。
So I can't wait to get to China.
我已经迫不及待想到中国了。
Okay, so today we're reading from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1. I think we're on verse 27.
然后今天我们要学习的这个诗节是博加瓦坛的第六篇第一章的27诗节。
But before we begin reading, let us continue the tradition of chanting Jaya Radha Madhava before Bhagavatam class.
不过在我们正式开始之前，还是按照我们的老习惯、老传统，然后先唱诵一下 Jaya Radha Madhava。
Everything we do has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada.
我们所有做的一切都已经是由圣帕帕德给予我们了的。
So it's impossible to separate Srila Prabhupada from our practical spiritual lifestyle.
因此是要把圣帕帕德和我们每天实际的去进行灵性休息的这样一个生活状态拿来给相分离是绝对不可能的。
Yes, without him we would not know anything and we would have no spiritual life.
没有他的话呢，我们不可能，我们就知晓不了任何事情，也没有办法开始自己的灵性生活。
Or this wonderful international spiritual family.
或者没有圣帕帕德，也绝对不可能有这样一个美好的国际性的灵性大家庭。
I was just in Okinawa, which is not far from Taiwan, and that was my first time, and I met many devotees there, and we were just like family, even though we had just met.
然后我之前曾经在一个地方，然后离那个台湾特别的近，然后就在那里我认识了许多的奉献者，然后都只是刚刚认识，却感觉已经像是家人了。
It made me think of a verse from the Brahma Samhita.
这让我想起了 Brahma Samhita 当中的一个诗节。
Where Lord Brahma, he says that all living beings are connected to the Supreme Lord in kinship as a family.
然后主 Brahma 就说，所有的生物体都像是至尊主的亲人一样，血亲一样，然后和至尊主相连接。
Yeah, he uses the word an eternal kinship.
他所用的这个词就是永恒的亲人的这个表达。
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Bihari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Yasodanandana Rajajanaradana Yasodanandana Rajajanaradana Yamunati Ravanacha Yamunati Ravanacha Hari Jayavada Madhava Vihari Jayavada Madhava Vihari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Om. We have questions from last week, don't we?
我们上周是不是还有问题剩下了? 打听吧他。
我看一下啊，我找一下，如果有问题我就在贴上来。
Okay, she will check, and if there's questions, she will put it in the chat.
Okay. Again, I only have 1 hour because we have a tight schedule.
然后所以说再次我今天只能给大家分享一个小时 因为这边的这个行程安排还是挺紧张的
Let's see Oh, you know Actually, we're on verse We're in verse
27, I guess
27, okay. Oh, no, actually Oh Okay. Okay, yeah, we are on 27, aren't we?
Okay. I guess so.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll read 27, the translation of purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Sa evam vartmano gyo mrityu kala upasthite matyam chakara tanaye Bale Narayanan Hale Sa That at the meal.
Na way Ajamida.
Evam thus.
Jayang.
Vartmana living.
Huja.
Agya foolish.
Yuchunda.
Mrityu Kale when the time of death.
Dang Si Chi.
Upasite arrived.
Lai Ling.
Matim Chakara concentrated his mind.
集中心意.
Tanaye on his son.
在他的儿子。
Bale, the child.
孩子。
Narayana Ahaye, whose name was Narayan.
嗯，名叫 Narayana 的。
Translation. When the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajanya, he began thinking exclusively of his son, Narayana.
嗯，译文，当愚蠢的阿加米勒的死期来临的时候，他开始只想着他的儿子 Narayana.
So Narayani, Devi Dasi, would you please read the purport in Chinese and I'll read it silently in English.
OK, 那现在我就开始朗读要旨，Guru说他就默读的跟着我一起看。好，在圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第一章的第六十节第二篇，Sukadeva Goswami 就说了这样一个梵文诗集，无论通过物质和灵性的完整知识，还是靠得到玄秘力量，或靠完美的履行附定职责，达到人生的最高完美，是生命结束时记住人格守神，不知怎的，阿加米勒临死时有意或无意地唱诵了 Narayana 的圣名，他只是将心意专注于 Narayana 的名字，而因此变得彻底完美。还可以结论到的是，阿加米勒是一位 Brahmana 的儿子，他年轻时常常崇拜 Narayana， 因为在每位 Brahmana 的家中都有对 Narayana Sila 的崇拜。在印度这一体系存在至今，在严格的 Brahmana 家中有 Narayana Seva 对 Narayana 的崇拜，因此虽然受污染的阿加米勒呼唤儿子，但接着把心意专注于圣名 Narayana， 他记起了年轻时曾经忠心耿耿崇拜过的 Narayana。 关于这一点，Sri La Sri Dar Swami 如下表述论断，根据 Bhakti Siddhanta 可以这样分析，由于阿加米勒经常叨念儿子的名字 Narayana， 因此被提升到奉爱 Bhakti 的层面，尽管他对此一无所知。同样的， Sri La Vilarugava Acharya 给出这样看法，尽管在死亡之际唱诵的是自己儿子的名字，但无论如何阿加米勒还是把心意专注在 Narayana 的圣名上。 Srila Vyadvaja Tirtha 给出类似的观点，不管是直接的还是间接的，阿加米勒实际上在死亡之际记住了 Narayana。 End of the purport.
Thank you so much, Narayani. Om Agyanata Nirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chakstarunyalitakvina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gurupani Pacharane Nitesha Sumyavadi Pastatya Deshutarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vrata Parashivasini Vor Bhaktarinda Jai Rupshi Sanatan Bhakta Raguna Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raguna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kapata Gubhyascha Kripa Sindhya Devata Patita Nampagane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Maha Om Shri Lakshmi Narasimhaya Namaha. So, the story of Ajamil is moving right along here.
所以关于阿加米勒的故事就现在开展到了这一步。
Now he's coming to the end of his life, even though he's unprepared.
现在他已经到达了人生的最终点，即便他还并没有做好准备。
And he's exclusively thinking about his son Narayan.
而他也只是完全只是想着他的儿子 Narayana.
So this is, if someone is consciously dying.
如果一个人是有觉知的在濒临死亡的话，
or they know death is coming, they're awake.
然后并且他们知道死亡即将来临。
Just like sometimes we hear stories now of people on a plane and they know the plane is going to crash. So everyone on the plane knows this is it.
所以说就比如像在有些那种空难发生的时候，就是大家坐在飞机上，然后人们已经知道就是即将飞机要坠落了。
It's very common for them to telephone their relatives or send a text message to say goodbye.
所以说很常见的就是在即将坠地之前，他们就会给自己的亲人写这个，就是发信息。
And so it's normal for the human being to think of one's loved ones or family members at the time of death.
因此就是在人类在他们死亡之前的话呢，会去思念自己的爱的人或者是亲人，这是非常正常的。
And of course, usually one is also terrified, knowing that death is now approaching and there's no escape. This is finally it.
然后当然经常人们都会感到极大的恐惧，就是他们知晓死亡终于要来临了，就是现在这一刻，然后他即将要死去了。
I remember once I was distributing books.
我记得有一次在街上派书的经历。
I was on the street of San Francisco. The book distribution had just begun.
然后我在那个旧金山的那个大街上派书，然后在当时的话呢，那整个这个派书的活动在那个城市也才刚刚开始。
And a man came up to me. He looked like he was crazy.
然后一个男人向我走了过来，然后他看上去的样子就是那种有点疯癫癫的。
And he was very angry.
而且非常的愤怒。
And he pulled out a gun.
然后他还把一支枪拿了出来。
And he put it right to my head.
Put the gun on your head.
Yeah.
然后这个人就把那支枪放到了我的头上。
And I thought, this is it.
然后当时那一刻，我就想着，哦，看来我今天这个死期到了。
And by Prabhupada's grace, I just spontaneously thought of Lord Nityananda.
然后由于圣帕帕德的恩典，我当时自发的就想起了主尼辛汉。
And then suddenly the man turned and he walked away.
然后突然之间这个男人然后就转身走了。
So that was a close call.
对于我来说这真的是一个接近死亡的一个片刻。
So I really believed that you know, the time had come.
然后在当时那一刻我真的认为时间到头了。
So most of the time we're in denial, and we think we have more time, but in reality we really don't know if we have more time or not.
很多时候我们都处于一种自我否定的这样一种就是否定的这样一种状态，认为肯定人生还会继续下去，但实际上在从现实来看，我们并不知晓自己的生命还剩多久。
And there were a few times at work where I was in a very dangerous situation and even being shot at. You know, people were shooting at me with guns.
And you were shot?
Well, I wasn't shot, but the bullets were coming by.
Okay. 然后甚至是有几次的那种状况是非常对我来说是非常危险的，当时我就处于那种枪战之中，然后虽然说我没中弹哈，但是那个子弹就在我身边飞。
But even then I didn't think I was going to die.
即便是在那样的情况下，我当时也没觉得自己会中弹死掉。
But sometimes, you know, we're in a car accident or almost a car accident, and I'm sure everyone can remember a time where there was some accident where it was possible that you could have died, but it didn't happen. But for a moment, you thought, this is it.
所以说大家肯定也曾经历过，就是在街上，就是在马路上坐车或者是开车的时候，可能曾经发生过这样一种状况，就是一次小小的车祸。然后在那种情况下，如果要再差那么一点毫厘的话呢，很有可能当时就会死掉。但是的话呢，却并没有发生这样的事情。
And so, of course, if devotees, you know, we read Bhagavad Gita, so we know all about how the soul is transferred from one body to the next at the time of death.
当然我们所有人都读过《博伽梵歌》，都知道就是在死亡的时候，死亡以后灵魂会如何从一具躯体然后迁徙到下一具躯体之中。
And this is particularly discussed by Krishna in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
这一点特别是在第八章然后被 Krishna 具体的谈到了。
Because at the end of the 7th chapter, Krishna, he talks about the time of death.
The time of death, huh?
Yeah.
OK, 然后因为是在第七章结尾的地方，然后 Krishna 就谈论到了死亡的时间。
Yeah, you know, oftentimes, the end of one chapter, Krishna will say something that will stimulate a question in Arjuna's mind, and then in the next chapter, it will begin by a question from Arjuna.
因为一般情况下在一个章节即将结束的时候 Krishna 都会问一个问题然后就是去就是激发然后 Arjuna 提出一个问题于是 Arjuna 就会在下一个章节的开头然后提出这个问题
So at the end of chapter 7 Krishna says to Arjuna he says one who has full consciousness of me
于是在第七章结尾的地方 Krishna 就对 Arjuna 说一个人完全处于想着我的这样一种知觉状态之中
He can understand me at the time of death
他就能在死亡之时理解我
Well, this stimulated a question in Arjuna's mind
于是这就刺激了Arjuna 心意刺激了 Arjuna 心意当中提出一个问题
So the 8th chapter begins by Arjuna asking Krishna a number of questions.
于是第八章就以 Arjuna 向 Krishna 提出了一系列的问题来开头了。
So one of the questions is, how can I know you at the time of death?
然后其中一个问题就是我如何在死亡的时候能够知道你呢?
And then Krishna says, well,Whoever remembers me when he dies, he will attain to my nature.
然后 Krishna 就说，任何一个人在死亡的时候能够记忆起我，那么他就能获得我的永恒的本性。
And then in the next verse, Krishna goes on to explain.
然后接着在下一个世界 ，Krishna 就继续解释道。
He said, "Your state of mind or your state of consciousness."At the time of death, will determine your next body.
然后在死亡之际，你的心意的状态，或者是你的这个知觉的状态，就会确定你下一次转世投胎的这样一具躯体是什么。
So really, the life of a devotee is the lifestyle that Prabhupada has given us is arranged in such a way.That we will remember Krishna when we die.
所以说由帕帕德所教导我们的就是奉献者的生活方式就是以这样的一种方式被就是安排好从而有助于我们在死亡的时候能够记忆起 Krishna.
And so, Prabhupada in this purport, he begins the purport by quoting a verse from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
而这一个师节的要旨当中帕帕德就以博伽瓦坛的第二篇当中的一个师节来开头了
The end of the verse is Ante Narayana Smriti
在这个诗节当中最后一句大家可以看到 Ante Narayana Smriti。
So Ante means the end.
Ante 这个词的意思是指最终结束。
The end of this current body.
这一句躯体的结束。
Narayana Smriti means to remember Narayana.
而 Narayana Smriti 的这个词的意思就是去记忆 Narayana。
Yeah, so the highest perfection of life is attained if one can remember Narayan at the end of life.
所以说如果一个人在死亡生命结束之时能够记忆起 Narayana, 那么他就会达到人生的最高完美。
So we're alive in this body at this moment.
因此我们在现在这一刻在自己的躯体当中是活着的。
But in the future,
但是在未来的话
which could be 1 second from now,
有可能会是从现在开始的下一秒钟
or 10 years from now, maybe in my case.
No, 或者是就是就我本人的状况来看可能是从现在开始到接下来的10年以后
because I'm 67 now.
因为我现在已经67岁了
and my father died when he was 78.
然后我爸爸在78岁的时候去世的。
And my mother died when she was 89. My God.
而我妈妈是在89岁去世的。
But best case scenario, 10 or 20 more years.
所以说就是从最好的情况来看，就是我最多再活10多20年。
But really, I don't know. It could be, you know, while I'm giving this class right now.
但是我也并不能确定啊，有可能说不定就是我现在在讲课的时候突然间就那啥。
That would be very auspicious.
然后那肯定这就是会是一种非常吉祥的离开躯体的状态了。
If I can die in full consciousness while I'm speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, how wonderful.
如果我能在死亡的时候是完全带着全然的觉知来谈论圣典薄伽瓦谈，那可以说是再美妙不过了。
So, you know, our consciousness, our state of consciousness really, it's not just the last thought, but it's our state of consciousness at the time of death is what determines, what, you know, where we go, what we attain.
所以说在我们死亡之际的最后的那个知觉的状态其实都不是说你在死亡的时候那个最后一个念头而是整个你这一生的知觉的状态就决定了在来世你会去往哪里到达什么
So our state of consciousness in the future is determined by what our state of consciousness is right now
所以说我们在未来的知觉状态就是由现在这一刻我们的知觉状态所决定的。
And what determines our state of consciousness right now?
而又是什么决定了我们现在这一刻的知觉状态呢?
Well, it's determined by how present we are.
这就取决于我们当下这一刻是有多么的临在的这种状态。
That means, presence means that your attention is in the moment, in the present, in the reality of life, and you're aware of your life.
而临在这个词的意思，也就是说，你的注意力是怎样的去聚焦在、关注在当下这一刻，然后去觉察到你自己在当下这一刻的生命。
So when we're lost in thought, when we're thinking and we're unaware of ourselves,
而如果当我们在思考然后就完全迷失在这个心意的念头之中了
We're in a certain state of consciousness
此时我们也是处于一种知觉状态的
We're aware of our false self our imaginary self
此时我们就只能觉知到错误的那个假我对只能觉知到假我那个想象出来的自我
our false identity
我们错误的虚假的身份认同
That's our state of consciousness I am this body I am this temporary identity
就是这种知觉状态，这种认为我是这具躯体，我是这样一个短暂存在的这样一个身份认同。
Practically all the thoughts that we have about the past or the future is in relationship to this false image we have of ourselves.
是说从实际来说，我们所有关于过去或者是未来的念头都是基于我们心意当中关于自我的这个虚假的影像。
But because we're engaged in bhakti yoga under the guidance of the great acharyas,
而由于我们是在伟大的先辈灵性导师的指导下进行着 bhakti 瑜伽的修习。
We are creating so many bhakti samskaras.
Samskara?
Yeah, impressions.
Okay. 然后我们就由于这种修习的话呢，就创造出了许多关于 bhakti 的 samskara. Samskara 的意思就是指印象。
So our mind is full of all of our past impressions of our past experience.
而我们的心意是由很多很多来自于过去的这些印象所构成的。
And gradually we form this false image of ourselves.
逐渐的我们就在心意当中形成了关于自我的虚假影像。
But simultaneously, every time that we chant Hare Krishna.
但是同时，每一次当我们去念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的时候
，And we're actually hearing the mantra.
我们能够真正的去聆听到这个曼陀罗。
Well, even if we're not hearing the mantra, the Lord is present.
即便我们没听到这曼陀罗， Krishna 在我们念诵的时候也是跟我们一起临在的。
So there's some impression.
于是在这个当中也是有一些印象会存在。
Some spiritual impression.
一些灵性的印象。
But when we're actually hearing the mantra,
但是当我们能够真正的去听到这个曼陀罗的时候
we're aware of our life and the presence of Krishna in his name
我们能够去觉知到自己的生命觉知到 Krishna 的名字
that's creating a very full spiritual impression
而这个就会创造出一个完全完整的灵性的印象
And for that moment, we're actually in a pure state of consciousness.
就在那一刻，我们就处于一种完全纯粹的知觉之中。
Like an elephant that is just taken a bath.
就像是一个刚刚洗了澡的大象。
So this verse is explaining that although Ajamil was chanting the name of Narayan and wasn't aware of Narayan.
所以这个师姐就解释到，虽然说阿加米勒在念诵Narayana 的名字的时候是并没有想着主 Narayana 的。
Yeah, his state of consciousness is he was only aware of his son.
他当时的那个知觉状态是只能够去觉察到他的儿子。
Yet he was chanting the name Narayan, so the Lord was present.
然而他依然是去唱诵着主 Narayana 的名字因此主 Narayana 也在那一刻是跟他一起临在的
yeah, So whether we know, you know the Lord is present or not when we say his name he's still present anyway
所以说即便我们有没有就是在当下的那一刻在念诵主的圣名的时候觉知到主的临在主在那一刻当我们说出他的名字的时候他都是和我们一起临在的
Just like when fire is present, we may be aware of it or not.
这就有点像是当火苗然后出现的时候，我们有可能会觉知到这火苗，也有可能觉知不到。
But if we happen to touch it, we'll get burned anyway.
但是如果我们不小心碰到这火苗的话呢，还是会被烫着，被烧着。
So it's mentioned that. Ajamil, he had previous spiritual impressions from his early life.
所以说在这个要旨当中就提到阿扎米勒在他年轻的时候早期 他依然还拥有着早期进行过灵性生活的这些印象。
And because of those past spiritual impressions, actually, he was able to name his son Narayan and chant the holy name at the time of death, even though he was unconscious of God.
而正是由于阿加米勒曾经所拥有的这些来自于过去的灵性的印象，所以说他才会给自己的儿子取名叫 Narayana， 然后虽然说在死亡的时候他是完全只觉知到自己的儿子而完全没有想到主，但是他都能够得以去念诵圣名。
So these spiritual impressions, they have an eternal effect.
所以说这些灵性的印象是有着永恒的效果影响的。
Naya Vikramanasoshti Pratyavayuna Vidyate Swapam Abhyashadharmasya Triyate Mahato Vayat. That when you do something spiritual,
这个诗节就说到，当你在做一些灵性的事情的时候，
when you act in relationship to God,
当你是在和神的关系之中，在考虑到神的情况下去行事的时候，
any of the nine forms of devotional service,
去从事这九种方式的灵性服务。
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. You're hearing, seeing the deity, chanting the name.
所以说刚才提到的这九种奉爱服务、聆听、然后唱诵圣名、服务主的莲花烛等等。
These have permanent effects upon the soul.
而这些都会给灵魂带来永恒的影响。
So, Ajamil, he was born in a Brahmin family.
阿加米勒出生在一个婆罗门的家庭。
So traditionally in India, all Brahmin families, they worship the Shaligram Shila.
而在印度的古老的传统之中，所有的婆罗门家庭的话呢，都会去崇拜 Narayana Shila。
Shaligram Shila.
Shaligram Shila.
These are found in only one place in India, in the Mandakini River.
Mandakini. You mean the Shaligram Shila can only be found there?
Yes.
Could you repeat that word?
Shaligram Shila.
Shaligram. 所以这个 Shaligram Shila 就只能够在印度的那条河当中，然后被发现。What's the name of that river?
Mandakini.
Mandakini. 就是在这个叫 Mandakini 的这条河里面才能被发现这个 Shaligram Shila。
So normally one is given this deity by the guru.
说正常情况下的话呢，都是古鲁会把一个神像，这个神像，然后给予他的门徒。
And by the shape of the stone, you can understand that this is a Vishnu form of Nrisimhadev, or a Vishnu form of Vishnu, or a Vishnu form of Kurma, or Vraha.
Vraha. 所以说通过这个石头的形状的话呢，然后大家就可以知道这个是主尼辛哈的威士努的形体，还是主这个Kurma的威士努的形体，还是说是主 Vraha 的威士努的形体。
And so the Shaligram Shila is considered a manifestation of the Lord.
所以 Shaligram Shila 就被认为是主的一个展现。
And so there's no need to perform an installation ceremony because the Lord is manifest spontaneously within this stone.
所以说没有必要去进行一个安放的设置，安放的这样一个仪式，因为主已经自发的、自动的，就是展示的。在用这个石头的形象展现他自己。
So, traditionally all Brahmins worship a Shaligram Shila in their home, a
Vishnu form. 就是印度的传统当中，所有的婆罗门都会在家里面去崇拜这个 Shaligram Shila， 就是主 Vishnu 的这个形体。
This, of course, in order to worship Vishnu, you need to have the Brahma Gayatri Mantra.
当然要崇拜主 Vishnu 的话呢，就必须要运用这个 Gayatri Mantra.
The one received an initiation from the Guru.
所以说他就一个人必须要去从古鲁那里接受启迪。
Yeah, so all Brahmins are initiated with this mantra and they worship the Shaligram Shila.
所以说所有的婆罗门都接受这个启迪，然后得到 Gayatri 的曼陀罗，然后去崇拜 Shaligram Shila.
And the Shaligram is worshipped with offerings of Ganges water and Tulsi leaves.
然后在崇拜 Shaligram Shila 的仪式当中会供奉这个图拉西的叶子和恒河水。
We know that Advaita Acharya, he worshipped the Lord and he wanted the Lord to appear and to save the people in Kali Yuga.
我们都知道就是 Advaita 曾经Advaita Acharya 曾经就是崇拜主，然后祈祷主能够显现，从而拯救卡利年代所有堕落的灵魂。
Yeah, so he worshipped Lord Chaitanya with loud cries.
With loud cries.
Loud, he was crying out loud.
Loud cries. 所以说 Advaita Acharya 就是大声的哭喊着去崇拜着主 Chaitanya.
And simultaneously, he was worshipping the Shaligram Shila with offering Gant water and Tulsi leaf.
而同时的话呢，他也去供奉这个图拉西叶子和恒河水来崇拜 Shaligram Shila.
And in this way, he captured the attention of Lord Krishna and invited him to appear as Lord Chaitanya.
也就以这样的方式，然后他吸引了主 Krishna 的这个就是注意力，然后从而得以祈祷主 Krishna 能够得以出以主 Chaitanya 的形体出现在卡利年代。
So in January, a group of us we actually went to the home of Advaita Acharya, and we were at the very spot where he worshipped the Shaligram Shila and called out to Lord Chaitanya to appear.
然后就在今年一月份，然后我就跟一群奉献者们，然后去拜访了 Advaita Acharya 的家，然后就刚好到达了他当时崇拜这个 Shaligram Shila 的这个地方，在他家那儿，然后他在那儿就是大声的哭喊着，祈祷着主 Chaitanya 的显现。
Do you remember Narayani?
Yes, I think it's in what is that name? Pur Shantipur?
Yeah, Shantipur.
然后 Guru 就问我记不记得，我说我记得，就是在那个叫 Shantipur 的那个地方。
So we have those impressions now, those spiritual impressions in our minds.
所以说我们现在就已经有了这些，就是在心里面已经有了这些关于灵性的印象。
So when Ajamil was growing up, he watched his father worship the Shaligram Shila every day.
所以说在阿加米勒年幼的时候，他就每天都看到自己的父亲去崇拜神，崇拜这个 Shaligram Shila。
And then when he was probably around 13 years old, he was initiated with the Brahma Gayatri Mantra and he probably assisted his father in worshipping the Shaligram Shila。
然后在大概他13岁的时候就得到了这个就得到了婆罗门嘎亚去的曼陀罗的启迪，然后很有可能他也就开始协助他的父亲去崇拜 Shaligram Shila。
Of course, and then later on, he gave up the practice and he forgot everything and he became, attached to this prostitute and became a gross materialist.
然后当然就是在后来的话呢，他放弃了所有的这一切，然后开始变得去依附于一位妓女，然后从而所有的这个就是都消失了，也不叫都消失了，去依附一位妓女。
But at the very time of, you know, at the last moment at death, these impressions came back to him.
然而就在他死亡的人生的最后那一刻，所有的这些灵性印象又再次的回到了出现在他的心意之中。
So even though, he was chanting the name of his son, he thought he was chanting the name of his son, he was actually chanting the name of the Lord, Narayan.
所以说即便他是认为自己是在念诵着唱诵着自己儿子的名字，然而实际上他却是在念诵着主 Narayana 的名字。
And it's said that at the time of death, actually our whole life flashes before our eyes in a few seconds.
而且就是据说在一个人即将死亡的那一刻，他整个这一生的这些印象的话呢，就会在几秒钟之内像那种幻灯片一样的在他眼前就是一闪而过。
Yeah, so it's not so much our last thought that determines, you know, where we'll go next, but it's the total accumulation of all of our thoughts, words and deeds throughout our life.
所以说实际上并不是我们在死亡那一刻最后的那个念头决定了我们去往何方，而是整个这一生你所有就是心意语言和行动的所有的一些印象的总集合，然后决定了来世的走向。
So we can understand what our next moment of life will be like by understanding what is our moment of life like now.
所以说我们可以去理解就是在下一刻这人生会是如何的，那么也就是以我们现在这一刻所经历的人生状态知觉状态就能够了解下一刻接下来会是什么样子。
So in my experience, because I've been with many people when they die,
然后就我个人的经历来看，因为我曾经就是亲眼目睹过很多人的死亡。
Unless you die in a traumatic accident.
Unless, huh?
Yeah.
除非一个人是在这种创痛性的这个事故现场死掉的。
Yeah, most people die from some sort of disease.
因为大多数人都是以某种疾病离开躯体的。
So normally there's a long period of unconsciousness before one actually dies.
所以说对于这种以疾病结束生命的人来说，正常情况下在他们完全离开躯体之前都会有很长一段时间是处于没有知觉的这种就是睡眠的状态。
So sometimes devotees worry about that.
而有些时候奉献者就会担心这一点。
How am I going to chant the holy name when I die?
我怎么可能就是在死亡的时候去念诵圣名呢？
If I don't chant the holy name, what's going to happen to me?
如果我没有在死亡之际念诵圣名，那我会发生什么事儿呢？
Yeah, well, in most cases, the devotees can't chant when they die.
They can, huh?
They cannot.
They cannot.
They're unconscious.
Okay. 然后在大多数情况下的话呢，就是当奉献者要死亡的时候，他们实际上是无法念诵圣名的，因为在那个时刻，他们都是没有知觉的。
Or sometimes you lose the power of speech before you die, even if you're conscious.
或者是有些时候，会有一些人是已经失去了说话的能力，即便他们是醒着的那种状态，也没有办法去念诵圣名。
So it's a good practice to be able to chant silently and aloud, either way.
Sorry, Guru, could you repeat?
So it's good for devotees to practice so that they can chant silently or aloud, because sometimes you're not able to, you know, use your voice.
Okay, got it. 所以说就是最好就是奉献者能够练习，就是不仅是大声的去念诵，同时也可以就是默念。那么因为有些时候某些情况下你是没有办法去说话去使用你的声音的。
Yeah, so we should be accustomed to chanting the mantra mentally as well.
因此我们要习惯能够在完全就是在心意当中去念诵圣名。
But in either case, you know, if you're unconscious because you're dying of a stroke or a heart attack or cancer, you know, most likely you're going to be unconscious for a period of hours or days before you actually leave your body.
所以说就是无论如何的话呢，就是说如果一个人是要得了中风或者是心脏病或者是这个癌症的话，那么往往他会在死亡的那一天之前都有好几天的这种是完全处于昏迷的状态。
So what's going to happen to us if we're unconscious?
因此如果换成是我们，然后在我们死亡之际是都是这种没有知觉昏迷的状态，那会发生什么呢？
Well, Prabhupada, he answers this question in a purport in the Isyopanishad.
然后帕帕德就在那个至尊奥义书当中的一个要旨当中回答这个问题。
In verse 17, the devotee is praying to the Lord.
然后在诗节第十七世节当中，奉献者就向主祈祷。
And this is the devotee is praying at the time of death.
然后奉献者在死亡的时候去向主祈祷。
He says, "Let this body be burned to ashes."
他就说道。让这具躯体被焚烧成灰。
Let the air of life merge into the air.
让我的生命之气然后融入到空气之中。
Oh my Lord, please remember all the service that I've done for you.
我的主啊，请您记住我所有为您曾经做过的服务。
In other words, he's praying to the Lord,You know, I've been dedicated to you my whole life. Don't forget me.
所以说，换言之，这个奉献者就是在向主祈祷说，他已经把自己的一生全部贡献给了主，所以说希望主不要忘了他。
Near the end of the purport, Prabhupada says, unless one is accustomed to devotional service during his life,
然后在这个要旨即将结束的部分，帕帕德就写到，除非一个人是非常习惯于整个这一生都是用来做奉爱服务的。
What will he remember at the time of death?
那么他在死亡的时候会记住什么呢？
At that time, the body is falling apart.
在死亡那一刻，躯体就彻底的崩溃，沦陷了。
Right, coughing or unconscious or can't breathe.
然后去咳嗽，然后或者是无法呼吸。
So it may be very difficult.
然后甚至都没有知觉，所以说他整个这个状态是非常困难的。
So Prabhupada says during one's life, one should learn to direct one's attention, you know, to the Lord by chanting the holy name.
所以说怕怕的就说一个人应该在自己的人心之中把所有的这个专注都关注力都导向给主，然后通过念诵主的圣名。
And he also mentions how the Lord is very grateful every time we chant his name.
而且怕怕的也提到，就是每一次当我们去念诵主的圣名的时候，主其实都是充满感恩感激之情的。
So he says it may be that at the time of death, we may not be able to remember the Lord because our body is unconscious.
所以说他说到，就是有可能在我们濒临死亡之际是没有办法记忆起主的，因为那个时候有可能我们是处于毫无知觉这种昏迷的状态。
But because we spent our life really remembering the Lord.By chanting his holy name.
然而由于我们是通过念诵主的圣名，以这样的方式来在整个这一生去记忆起主。
So even though we forget the Lord at the time of death.
所以说即便我们有可能在死亡的时候忘了主。
The Lord will not forget us.
主都不会忘了我们。
And so we can trust that.
所以说我们可以相信这一点。
Because the Lord, because He's the Lord, He's the best at everything.
He is the best of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 因为他是主，他是所有事物当中最好的那一个事物。
So, as human beings, we value when someone is grateful, right?
嗯，所以说作为人类的话，当某个人是心存感恩、感激之情的时候，我们其实是特别珍视这一点的。
We consider that to be a very good quality.
我们把一个人的感恩之情是认为是非常优秀、美好的品质。
So where does this quality of gratitude come from?
而这种感恩之情的这种品质是来自于哪的呢？
It comes from the Lord Himself.
就来自于主他本人。
Because He's the source of everything.
因为他是所有一切事物的来源根源。
So He is the most grateful person.
所以说他是最为怀有感恩之情的那个人。
And He's aware of us, and He's aware of devotion, the life of devotion that we've had.
他是能够觉知到我们这一生对他所进献的这种奉爱服务的。
So Prabhupada, he tells us that really we don't have to worry.
所以说帕帕德在这里就告诉我们，真的我们真不用担心。
Even if we can't remember the Lord will remember us.
即便在死亡之刻，我们无法记起主，我们会忘了主。但是主他都会记得住我们。
So on that note, I'm going to end the class today because I've ran out of time, and again, I didn't save time for questions, so I'm very sorry.
所以说说到这儿的话呢，我不得不就是给大家说，今天的课程要结束了，因为这时间都没有了，被我说完了，所以都没办法回答大家的问题。
But I just like to emphasize to the devotees that.Every time we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, every time we join the kirtan, every time we sit to chant japa, every time we make an offering, all of this devotional service we're doing, it has an eternal effect.
所以说我想再次给所有的奉献者强调一点，就是每一次当我们去聆听薄伽瓦坛，每一次当我们在进行哈塔，每一次当我们去念诵加帕的时候，甚至每一次我们去供奉帕沙朗的时候，那么所有的这一切奉爱服务都会对我们产生永恒的影响。
Maybe it's difficult for us to appreciate the effect that it's having
Maybe it's difficult for us to appreciate what?
Yeah, we cannot understand the transcendental effect that all of this devotional service is having upon us.
或许就是我们很难去理解、去感受、去理解这个就是所有这些奉爱服务所带来的超然的效果。
Well, just like Ajamil, he's going to realize the effect.Now, as he's dying, and we will too.
就像阿加米勒即将要去体验到，就是他曾经从事的奉爱服务所带来的效果和影响，那么我们也将会像他那样。
So, on that note, I will end the class today, and thank you so much, Narayani Devi Dasi, for translation, and for Sati Mataji for, and all the listeners, all glories to Prabhupada, and all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.And next week, next class will be from China.
Okay. 好，那么所以说我现在不得不结束讲课了，然后感谢所有奉献者的聆听，下次讲课我会是在中国了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好，外昆塔直音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。Okay.